Oh, that's bad timing.
And we are live. Quick disclaimer, three of us might be distracted by the Ryder Cup. Luke will not. So
shit.
Luke should, if you do see us get distracted, Luke, you're on point to host and pick up the slack, all right?
Yeah.
So let's watch this.
I'll try it, yeah.
Let's watch this, boys. Let's watch it. Shall we dive straight into the football and talk about the first game that was the weekend?
Let's not talk about football.
Your game, Mitchell.
Let's talk about
Chelsea at home to Brighton.
Nobody cares.
Another red card.
Fuck Chelsea.
Play.
You're in complete and utter.
Oh, shit. Shouldn't have done that. Noise cancelling. Thank you. Chelsea.
Chelsea.
I went into this game with very high expectations. I was feeling very confident. I was like, you know, We're gonna bounce back after last week. That was a red herring result. Bob, stop laughing. Red herring result, right? It's not gonna happen again. Oh, it happened again, boys.
It happened again.
It happened again. Yeah. Okay. Well, first half went exactly how I expected it to go. We were all over them.
Dominated.
We were in control of that game. Yep. Absolute world domination. And you know, we get the goal from Enzo, a bit of a deflected cross from Reece James. Nothing wrong with that. Lovely. Nice bit of play before it. We had plenty of chances. Probably should have put more away. But that's fine. 1-0 up, first half. Second half, let's fucking go. I just can't do it anymore, all right? It's like Arsenal last year. You know,
I was going to say,
and you think, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. And then you get two fucking sending offs in a couple of weeks. Change the game. 53 minutes is well too early. And do you know what? I feel sorry for Chalobah. I don't blame him for it. It is a red. He should have been sent off, but he was left out of the lurch.
It was a bad pass, right? Or did he just miscontrol it?
Santos. Oh my God. You should have seen it. We were on the halfway line. Right, Chalobah passes to Santos and he's going, go and fucking fling it up on the wing. We're comfortable. Oh, make a bit of play. He sees the ball coming and he's thinking of fucking Luke Jaw a few seasons ago at the Monday night clubs. He thinks, oh, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do a terrible back pass. I don't even know what he was doing. It's Brentford rejects. It's Lee Chapel North. It was awful. Awful. Oh, if you haven't seen it, go and have a look at it because he's under no pressure whatsoever and he just miscontrols it and taps it back towards our keeper, even though halfway line, go the other way, stop being a fucking fanny. And obviously, so Chalobah is now like, I can't believe what I've just witnessed. How did you lose it? There's no one there. How have you put yourself under pressure? So now Chalobah's got to run back because two bright players have got in front of him because he's thinking, this is fine. We're not under any pressure. Now we're under pressure. He's running back, obviously has to try and make the tackle. And he takes the man down. It's a stopping a goal scoring opportunity. It's a sending off. And then everything that follows that was a fucking shit show yet again. What's his name? Josh comes on.
Champong.
I can't remember how to pronounce his name. I could write it down.
You need to get like a sheet up or something while he's playing.
Even if I got a sheet up, I'd need three Excel spreadsheets. There's too many of them. So he comes on for whoever the sacrifice was this week. I can't remember that. It might have been Esty again. And Gusto...
Santos went off at the 54th minute for...
Okay, so he was the sacrifice. Yeah, and then that's right. And then 10 minutes later, Esty comes off for Gusto. I think it was. So then you've again, he's sort of panicking, which I could slightly different to the United game because you are in the second half and I can understand more why he would want to go defensive because you are 1-0 up. all right, there's still quite a lot of time left, but protect the lead. I get it. I get it. But it didn't fucking work. It didn't work. So you've added Ochampong to the defensive line to take over from Chalobah's place. You've brought Gusto on, which has pushed Reece James a bit further forward, which I never liked anyway, because Reece James' perfect position is right back.
Oh, I don't think you've ever mentioned that before.
Yeah, I think I probably have, Clough, yeah. About 6 or 7 or 8, 9, 10, 11 million times.
Weren't that perfect, that game, and then, was it, to be fair?
Got an assist, Bob. Come on.
Weren't that perfect. Assist, yeah, but was it a little bit of fault for the third? Anyway, you'll get on to that.
The third one? Fuck me. I can't even remember the third one. The second one was Gusto. I wouldn't say it was his fault, but he's the one fucking defending the right back position. The cross comes in, and then it was West Ham-esque. We must have been doing this zonal marking. I don't know what was going on, because you got two Brighton players just standing there going, "You want it? You have it, mate." Or oh, fucking hell. All the time in the world, just standing in front of Sanchez, and he's like, "Why not? I'll tap that one home, boys." That's a Champong. That was it. He should have been in front of that man. So it is complete capitulation, because the defender that's come on because of the defender that's got sent off has slacked for both goals. But that first, yeah, the setup, their equaliser. Too many fucking goals, Clive. I can't even remember them all. But he was at fault for the defending for at least two of them. And what else happened after that? The Gusto shout, penalty shout. Did you see it?
Yeah, he's a high foot in the box, but the player did duck into it. I think if it's anywhere else on the pitch, it's a free kick, though.
Yeah, it's one of them, isn't it?
It's anywhere else on the pitch.
Yeah, I was like, I could have understood it if it was given. I can also understand that it wasn't.
I don't think it's a red card, but I think it's a penalty. Because you do that anywhere else on the pitch, it's a free kick.
Yeah. We might have got a bit lucky to get away with that. But what else happened then? So I think, yeah, so that was, what, around the 80th? It was 1-1. And by that stage, he's done the same thing as he did last week. He's taken off all the creative midfielders, going ultra defensive, and it hasn't worked. So, yes, it was. I think I got confused with the time there. The 92nd minute was the 2-1 goal. I think that was a similar situation. It was just another cross into a box and no one marking him. And I can't even remember the fucking third one. I know it was at 100 minutes.
Do you know why you don't remember it?
Finished by Danny Welbeck.
And Reece James was at fault for giving the ball away.
Was he?
Yeah, and then he just kind of floundered back after that. But that's why you don't remember it, because he's your favourite player and you don't want to say anything bad about him.
I remember it wasn't the one Welbeck's at the near post and he does that shot up into the left-hand corner. It wasn't that one, was it?
Kind of dinks it up, yeah.
It was that one.
I'm pretty sure it's that one.
The first Welbeck goal was the header, wasn't it?
Header, yeah.
And the third one was...
Yeah, the little dink.
So it was James, was it? What a fucking wanker. I never liked him. and I did make a note that maybe Clive was right, because it's that defence, isn't it?
Defence.
Although, the only argument I'd have against that is...
Hard to play with 10 men.
And particularly this week, you know, your main defender, Chalobah, has been sent off. You have to change the whole system, and it didn't fucking work. Two weeks in a row. What can you do? What can you do with that? The game, it was a complete split of how it was before and how it was after the red card. Everything switched. We were all over them until that happened.
I only saw the match of day this morning, and I was sitting there thinking, Chelsea or Arsenal from last season?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like literally, the you're getting the red card, the silly red cards. Like
silly red cards.
You can't argue either of them, but they're silly red cards that have cost you big time.
Yeah,
and this is the thing. If you've got 11 men on the pitch, you don't concede a 92nd and a 100th minute goal. You don't.
No, and it's the
unless
same.
You're Newcastle.
Clive. I don't know. You can't judge it for the rest of the season. It's two freak games. You know, the only thing you could argue is management of it. I think he was at fault last week because, like I said, that United side, I mean, look at them this weekend. You still could have won one out of 10 men. And then even this week, like I said, I can understand it a bit more because you're trying to protect the one goal lead. But so you are inviting so much pressure.
To combat you constantly calling out Arteta for not being brave enough.
Yeah.
Same question. Like, you're, when the red card happens, you're what, 1-0 up? Why make so many changes and change the whole entire shape of the team?
Well, I don't know if that's a question of bravery, because particularly in the case against Arteta, because like Arteta with the City game, you're not going into the game brave. Maresca, yeah, he's not brave enough when we get the red cards, but fucking touch wood, you shouldn't be getting red cards every fucking week. I'd like to think we'll go the rest of the season without a fucking red card. Probably not going to happen, but it's not going to happen every week. So, yeah.
I thought that last season.
Yeah. I can't. If we get a red card next week against Liverpool, I will cry. I won't be on the podcast.
To be fair, I'll cry.
You're actually going to cheer for us.
I will be a semi-Chelsea fan for that game.
Yeah, he's thank you, Bob. He's probably not brave enough when we get these reds. But like I said, you can't fucking judge it for the rest of the season. It's two red herring games. It's fucking unfortunate.
I think you need to blame the players for the first goal as well. Reece James was off the pitch, I think, for the first goal.
Bob's thinking, yes, someone else blaming Reece James.
I can't.
I'm not blaming Reece James. I'm saying that Reece James was off the pitch. I didn't watch the game, but I saw some of the highlights and stuff, and I saw some notes, and what they were saying was that I believe Reece James was off the pitch at the time of when they scored the first goal. So you guys didn't just sort of keep the ball and then fill that sort of spacing while he was off the pitch for the first goal. I might be wrong on that, but
I can't. All I can remember from that first one was James was there, but he's more forward now, and it was Gusto on the right, and the cross has come in from Gusto's side. He's tried to put the challenge in. The ball's gone over him, and then it's Ochampong who should have been marking one of the two free guys, but it was his guy. You see, they're both watching the flight of the ball, and the attacker's running forward, and Ochampong is running towards the ball like that. And he's like, follow the man. He would be there first. I don't think Reece James was anything to do with the first one. I've forgotten the fucking third one. So, Bob, you might be right with Reece James on that one.
No, I'm blaming Reece James. I thought I read somewhere that he was off the pitch at the time of that first goal because if he picked up a knock and they were attending to the knock and he was down to 10 men.
He probably wanted to be off the fucking pitch at that stage.
but if that was the case, though, then you'd just sort of blame the players and a bit of the manager for not telling his players to keep the ball. Because it's a lot of sort of common sense in it when a player goes off. Your players tend to sort of play down a bit instead of trying to go forward to leave that space.
I blame this whole fucking game on Santos. I please watch it. I've never seen anything like it. There was no pressure. What did he do? Oh, hello. Got a little visitor.
Yep.
Come on, that's more exciting than talking about fucking Chelsea. Jesus Christ. Go on, Gil. Lovely. That's an improvement.
2 weeks running. Go on. Thank you.
Yeah, Santos. That's it. That's the story of that game. And poor Chalobah just did what he had to do.
So silly comment on match of the day, in my opinion. But do you think Enzo's under a bit of pressure, losing two games on the trot now?
I did see that. No, I know what they're trying to say. They're like, it is the Chelsea way. No, not after getting us Champions League football, getting the, I know people probably don't care about it, but getting the FIFA Club World Cup.
And the
European Conference. But I think out of all of that, what the board would have wanted was us to get Champions League football last season, which is what he did. You just can't account for these games. It just so happens that it happened 2 weeks in a row. Hello. So it's just two red herrings. It's unfortunate.
Two red herrings.
What's the chances?
Bob, thoughts on it?
Fuck Chelsea.
Fuck Chelsea. I agree.
Yeah, it's lovely to see someone else suffer for once, like winning two games on the trot. It's been a fucking horrible start to this podcast. I don't even know what winning is. What is winning?
Well, you will now.
Well, maybe. Hopefully who not. Knows? No. What do you mean, hopefully not?
Well, you're our next game, so.
After Monday. Yeah. Well, no. We're Arsenal's next game. Oh, right. They're just not our next game. Yeah.
Thank you.
Tiny man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm happy to see Chelsea suffer a little bit, to be honest. And Maresca out, please.
I even stuck up for Potter last week and he's fucking gone, the wanker.
He didn't stick up for him.
A lot of them. I said there was signs of improvement. How you fucking lose?
That's lovely of you. We probably will.
Good.
Luke, any thoughts?
trying to get to the microphone. He's got a fucking cat in the way.
No. I'm glad they lost.
Fuck me. What's going on here?
No, I'm not Chelsea, they're Brent Club.
It's the points, isn't it? It's just for Tottenham.
It's the points, that's what we play for.
He's thinking league position.
Exactly, I'm thinking already.
Well, you're a step up from last season. You would have lost that 1-0.
Easy, mate.
Well, let's get on to that one. Yeah, let's get on to that one. Go on, Luke.
I wouldn't go that far. Clive, I know you watched the game. Embarrassing. It was a poor performance. Like, first off, weren't too bad. It weren't the greatest, don't get me wrong, but I felt like we could have scored in that. We had a few chances. But we got nothing up top.
You got in behind a couple of times, didn't you? Yeah. Like, some good wing play. But
exactly
then,
there's no one there. There's nothing.
No one to hit in the middle.
Richarlison's not going to... Richarlison does magic from time to time. He does some magic, but that's very rare. Yeah, he's not out and out goal scorer. I think when he plays for Everton, he plays on the left anyway.
No, he played centre for Everton most of the time.
So left and centre. But yeah, I get what you're saying. I think for Brazil, he played centre as well. I think that's his best position. But for us, I don't.
But he's the type of striker that works hard, but. Doesn't score a lot. Is that a bit like Kai Havertz?
Yeah. He puts the effort in. He's good in the air. If we got those balls in the air, he's not bad. There's just something about him that just. It's just we're missing that. Solanke wasn't too bad. He hold the ball up well. Good strength and stuff, and he'll get in the box more than what Richarlison would. So he's going to get a bit more goals. But this game, watching this game, like bottom of the league Wolves, they won the other day, I think, in the cup.
They beat them,
That probably boosted them a little bit for this game. Got them going, which sucks sometimes. But, you know, the Tottenham just did not seem...
They made nine changes from that cup game, though.
Yeah. It's morale, isn't it? I think it's just morale overall, I think, for the players. But I agree. Like, bottom of the league, Mitchell... considering where we are in the league, but then I have got to take a step back a little bit, and I don't want to be that typical Spurs fan expecting, because I know Tom will be on this and be like, all right, from who you're expecting, whatever, yeah. We finished 17th last season. You know, like, the expectations of Spurs fans now, should we be finishing top four? No, we should not be. We've got to start from fresh again. You know, we've got a new manager in, he's got to build his squad, get his system going. And I think, Bob, you alluded to or said it anyway, was that points, or it was Mitchell, about we would have lost that last season. We wouldn't have come back and got the points. Same for the Brighton game the other week when we were 2-0 down. It's a different kind of Spurs team that I don't see giving up, which is nice. And we've got some players that can turn things around. I don't think we've got a good enough squad. Like, if we was to look at our squad versus the top, probably top six, teams, if you take Spurs out of there, top six teams.
In there,
there's players, bits and pieces of the team that would fit in, but as a squad, I just don't see us. I don't see us good enough.
Out of say Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, City, maybe Newcastle. I think only your centre halves get into those teams. And your centre halves don't get into the Arsenal team. One of them gets in easy with there. Van Dijk at goal. It's just a fact, mate. Neither of them get in the Arsenal team.
Romero over Gabriel. Easy.
Not a chance. Easy. Not we'll probably a chance.
Romero.
Neither of them get in the Arsenal team. End of. Neither of them get in the Arsenal
Van de Ven would be a shout as well.
Neither of them get in the Arsenal team.
That's a discussion for another day.
Neither of them get in the Arsenal team. One of them gets in the Liverpool team for Konate. That's it. They probably both get in the City team. Probably both get in the Newcastle team. Chelsea would take both of them as well. But other than that, none of your other players are getting in.
Okay, agree or disagree.
How do you feel about that, Mitchell? When he said that. Do you think you'd take him?
Maybe.
Hey?
I mean, Van de Ven and Ramiro get into the Chelsea team.
Van de Ven.
For sure.
I like Van de Ven.
Fuck both of them.
Yeah,
fuck I play for Spurs. Shit.
Cheers, Bob.
Finished 7-8 last season.
The game was terrible. The game was just, we had nothing. And Wolves, look, as I said in the chat, were like prime Barcelona. They were just doing some ticky-tacky passing that Tottenham just couldn't do nothing. We're closing down. What I disliked about the game was that our passing was so slow. We were just giving them time to get back in position to defend again. Like, it just didn't work. It was only until Tell come on in the second half where he's passing the ball super quick. And that's how we got the goal in the second half from Polina.
You played Xavi out on the left again, though, didn't you?
We did, yeah.
Simmons, like, and that's the thing is, against teams that play the low block and defend, surely he's got to play the number 10 role.
That's what all the fans for as well, because he come on the other day as a sub in the number 10 role and he looked really, really good. Brighton, I think it was. He looked really, really good and that got us to get in the air a couple of chances. Then he plays him out on the left. And he did start coming into the centre, but I think it just didn't work. It wasn't working for him because that wasn't his position, because he had to keep coming across. And then I don't think Richarlison was closing down quick enough as well. And I think Kudos ran his socks off in that game, but he was getting tired.
He looked very frustrated as well.
He did. And that was the whole team. Everything we were doing, any pass we were doing, any simple ball we were doing was going off, any second header we weren't winning. The keeper was doing stupid things. It was just the whole team. It felt like everyone was just on the same drug. You know, of just like, look, we're just not going to be able to pass a ball 2 yards or get three or four passes together and then go for it. It's only until we made the subs in the second half, which I still think was quite late, with Saar coming on, Tell coming on, and then we got the goal, which was a good goal. But I really thought we were going to lose that game. They looked solid, Wolves. They just looked really, really good. So... yeah.
They look better than the bottom of the league team. But again, I think
we made them look like that.
I think you did. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I think you made them look better than they are.
It's just in between the channels and stuff, it just was not quick enough. You have a team, just bottom of the league, that wants to play counter, and that's what these teams seem to be doing now, these lower league teams. Not lower league teams, sorry, that's a bad terminology for them. The teams are...
Because you're one of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's fucking one of them.
I'm not wrong. You're not wrong. Considering when we finished last season, we're trying to push ourselves. But why are we not getting things quicker? Why are we not... Like, Romero's taking too long. Jed Spence, I felt like he didn't overlap enough in the game. And then when he got forward, he got frustrated and didn't want to track back. I saw that a couple of times. And then Kudos wasn't tracking back because he was pissed off because he lost the ball. And it's like, no, you can't. I'm seeing Benton called Bergvall was our best player.
I think Ndugi was your best player.
Oh, you doggy on the left. Yeah, he was.
He was the one that looked like he was going to overlap. He was going to make chances. Yeah. I think he was your best player.
Yeah.
Paulinho's goal was fantastic.
He took that well. I can't fault his performance. He's been good for us. He's been solid, and our team does look a bit more solid. It's just that final third that we're just not getting it. And what do we do? Brendan Johnson's our top goal scorer last season on the bench. Yes, he can come on and maybe get a goal and stuff, but there was a bit where I saw in the game where he's shouting on the right and I think Polina takes a shot. I'm like, stop being greedy. Just pass the fucking ball. Why shoot from 35 yards when you've got a player that can is in a pretty good position to get the ball maybe across the box or even take a shot in a closer angle that you've seen before. But no, they just wanted to take a shot. Just pisses me off with football. Just pass the ball. Stop being selfish.
To combat that, at times Arsenal today will just continually just recycle the ball, and sometimes you just need someone to fucking have a go. So
yeah, no, I agree with you, but when they're in a position where we could have passed it and he would have been in a better position to shoot, like, I understand sometimes with Arsenal you tend to have more possession at the moment, yeah, with your team at the moment, so teams are going to be sitting back, a lot more players are sitting back. With Wolves, they were playing counter-attack football against us, and there was a bit of space here and there for us, especially in the second half when we brought the subs on. But the ball just wasn't going to, because they were being greedy or not crossing. Like, your doggy should have had a cross. He took an extra touch and he got tackled in the box, if you remember that one where he got in. Why did he not pass that sooner? Like, what are they doing? Like, look up. There was a couple of times where the runs come across, head up, look. And players, we miss a good left winger, a proper good left winger with a good left foot like Bow or someone like that, that could just whip it in. Instead, we have these inverted players sometimes that it works. Some games it works, some games it doesn't. But sometimes fucking get our ball across the box. You know, that's what you need to do. It's Kudos is doing it down the right. We need someone doing it down the left. It's not happening. So what they do, they drop the ball back.
But that's been going on at Spurs for ages. That was happening last season.
Most teams do it. Most teams have those inverted wingers now. But what I'm seeing now, we've now got players like obviously Solanke, Kulo Moani, Richarlison, that are all good, tall players that could be good in the air. And now we've got the ability now with Xavi Simmons in that can cross the ball in, Maddison when he's back, Kudelski. The time we played last season was some this crazy football that Andrew would play with a high line up. Yeah, so our football wasn't always crosses in it. It was just the passing, trying to get in and the goals. And then sometimes it would be Werner, whoever, running down the wing, getting that ball straight across. But we weren't really playing it in the air. And that's what sometimes we need. And we need a bit of both, a bit of variety in our game, a bit across the box and in the air.
Instead, I agree with you.
Sometimes we get it to the line and then they don't cross it or they leave it too long to cross because either no one's in there or they just, I don't know, take an extra touch or try to be cute with it. But a frustrating game, very frustrating game. And I think you said that it was Leeds next, which will be another frustrating game because we're probably away for that game.
You are away, I think.
Yeah, and Leeds are Leeds. You know, they could turn up one day and just smash us.
Leeds.
He's not wrong. Midweek games.
No, it'll be tough. But disappointing. I think Thomas Frank needs to find his best 11. He needs to find his best 11. I know it doesn't help with having Kuzeski, Maddison and Solanke out, but he can't keep rotating too much, I think, because he needs a system. Either play Bentancur or Saar or Polinia, Saar. He needs to sort something out and have Bergvall in there or have Xavi in the centre and maybe Bergvall gets a rest or something or put Bergvall on the left, you know, with a bit more pace on the left-hand side. I don't know how he does it or play Brendan Johnson on the left or Odegaard on the left. You know, he's fine on balls, a bit thingy, but he does take the players.
But so is Brendan Johnson's. Brendan Johnson's final ball.
He's crossing's a lot better than Odegaard's. It is a lot better. He has made, like last season, he made some really good crosses in. Or play Kudos on the left. He's left footed. Play Kudos on the left, play Brendan on the right. See how that goes. And then play Xavi in the attacking and have maybe Saar and Polinia or Bentancur and Polinia, however you want to. I think Polinia needs to stay in there just because he's experienced and he's solid. And then a normal back four. That's what I would do, but we'll see what
does
against Leeds. See if you listen to this.
Bob, any thoughts?
No, not really. Fuck Spurs.
Mitchell, anything?
I've got something, but it's nothing to do with Spurs.
Go on.
Bob, I remembered it as Luke started talking. Chelsea. I didn't want to interrupt him. The third fucking goal wasn't anything to do with Reece James. It's Ochampong fucking losing the ball.
It's Reece James. Reece James was in the vicinity.
We finished on that game, Mitch, mate.
I know. So. I remembered after.
So it is Reece James.
It will be forever known as Reece James.
Yeah. No. Can we call this episode Reece James Fucked Up, please, Mike?
No, thank you. Absolutely
thank
not.
Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely not.
It could have been Woe Is Me with the Arsenal game.
Here we go. Here we go. Stonewall penny. All day long. Madness. Madness.
Didn't see it, but I know it wasn't a penny.
Has to be, Luke. Because you said William Saliba against Brighton last season was a penalty. So it has to be.
What are you talking about?
Has to be, mate.
Well, explain to me what happened.
Basically, Gyökeres gets to the ball. It's a short pass back to the goalkeeper. Gyökeres gets to it, touches it around him. With Gyökeres' touch, Nick Pope gets a tiny bit of the ball, but then takes Gyökeres out.
Takes him out.
Does he not?
He's a classic Harry Kane. He leaves his leg out.
Is it similar situations to Chelsea?
No, it's like the last season. The example that Arsenal fans will give all day long last season is William Saliba's headbutt on Yao Pedro.
That was it because he headed it on his head and then he headbutted him. So is this a similar situation?
Gyökeres does gets to the ball first, pokes it past Pope, but Pope gets a touch on the ball. He does get a touch, but then takes out Gyökeres.
So he saved it.
No, it's not a shot. He's taken it.
So what you're saying is he saved it.
No, it's not a shot.
So it's not a penny.
It is a penny.
So he saved it.
With your mentality, it's a penny.
Did he save it with his hands? Or was it
It's his foot.
Oh, so it's a save.
No, because it's not
Wait,
a shot.
Did Saliba save it then?
Yeah. But
I don't care.
Other than that, the referee... The game was very physical.
You should have had a penny as well.
There was a potential handball, but...
Was that a penny?
No, in my opinion.
So what happened with that one?
So, Gabriel makes a side tackle.
I know where this is going.
Gabriel makes a side tackle, and the ball deflects up onto his arm. And his arm is up here.
Did the player kick it against his foot?
It kicks against his foot.
So...
No, Gabriel makes a tackle.
So handball.
Well, letter of the law is no, because there's a deflection. So, for once, they used the rules right on that.
Yeah, yeah. But Wales told them they give it.
Do they? When did they do that?
A few years ago, before they changed the rule.
I'm sure it's happened to every team.
The Liverpool final, Champions League final.
Yeah, that's blatant handball. Cheaters. But other than that, I think the referee let the game... He was trying to let it be a bit physical. Newcastle love to be physical against Arsenal. It's worked for them in the past. Their goal, I've got no complaints with their goal. Gabriel should be stronger than that. He's just looking to get...
I mean, the guy's a beast, though, isn't he? The other guy.
The Newcastle player is massive. Yeah.
Yeah, but he literally touched. It's fucking embarrassing, Clive. That's what you should be saying. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
Fucking pathetic.
But he tried to get the foul, didn't he? I've just remembered it.
Yeah, he tried to get the foul.
Oh, fucking.
Arsenal all season to everyone else.
Same old Arsenal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That one's for you, Tom.
Always winning.
Always winning. So, where did you finish second again?
And then, goals late on. Great character, as we'd say. Two good set pieces, good deliveries. And Gabriel with a great winner. I don't think it's undeserved. We was a better team. Nick Pope made three absolute worldy saves.
Didn't score at least one is unbelievable.
Yeah, like two of his saves were just, unreal. Still salty about him not joining Spurs, isn't he?
I'll agree. Oh.
But we just look better with him playing number 10, actually, a number 10 role. I think Victor Gyökeres had a good game. I know he didn't take his chances, but it's nice to see we're finally making chances for him. Hopefully onwards and upwards. Nice solid win next game.
Do you reckon your team's better without Saka? You've got the two goals after you come off?
No.
Shut up, Luke.
No, I don't think it is better.
Do you not feel like the game changed a bit since he went off in the way that you played?
No, we was dominating possession, creating chances with him on the pitch. And that didn't change when he came off the pitch. Fresher legs, but Martinelli didn't really have any involvement in the goals and didn't really do anything.
No.
I think, if anything, you were playing better football in the first half, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's quicker. Like, I was more direct. And as I say, we started to actually make chances for Jokeres. But it will be interesting when Madawaki's back to see what happens. But we're a better team with Saka, and there's no doubt about that. Good goal from Marino again, coming on and starting the comeback. But he's very defensive, that player. Can't attack, can he? So, you know, not very brave substitutions from Mikel Arteta, putting a defensive midfielder on when we're 1-0 down. Hey, boys. Hey, boys.
You got lucky this week.
Who said
it? I would have fucking loved to have seen Arteta's comments if he hadn't won that game and he didn't get that penalty. Oh, it would have... Oh.
That would have been great.
Oh, I can taste it. It would have been delicious. Sorry, Clive.
Yeah, just disappeared.
Sorry, mate. Where'd you go?
Clive?
Oh, he's frozen.
Oh, no.
He's done it again.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's
so good.
Yeah,
it would have been funny to see if they lost that game.
Oh, I loved it. I'd have absolutely loved it. You imagine Arteta. Oh.
Yeah. Now they're all cocky, so we'll see the next few games. He still hasn't scored against anyone good, though, is it?
Thank you. Jokeres. What was you saying?
Nothing.
Don't worry, look, we'll beat them 2-0 in the next game anyway.
I hope so. Nuno's what? Nuno's first game? No, second game.
Second game.
Anybody want to speak about Arsenal, Newcastle? Anyone else?
Nah, mate. No, we already know the outcome in the season.
No. But, I mean, I'm not a fucking neutral, but it is. I don't want to say it's good for the league. It is good for the league. Liverpool losing makes it a bit more tighter.
Fuck off, Mitchell.
I love the fact that Palace are up there as well.
You're a Chelsea fan.
Sunderland and Palace up there. Incredible. Can you believe it? Get Tottenham out. What the fuck are they doing there? I hate saying it, Luke. I didn't like saying it. I didn't enjoy saying it.
At least say someone else instead of Arsenal.
I really don't like Liverpool. That's the problem.
We don't have to talk about their late equaliser either, with Mo Salah handballing it. How was that not VAR? it's a joke.
On some of those decisions, I know it's a little off topic, but fucking, is it Cunha? The
Man United player.
On Cunha, is this a yellow card?
It was a pullback on Mbeumo or whatever his name is.
And then the Chelsea game was a red.
That one was, I think that was Man United were screwed over. As much as I enjoyed the decision, I do think they were screwed over with that.
Do you know what I loved about it as well? The substitutions, just to make Bruno Fernandes wait even longer to take that penalty. I was like, well played, Brentford manager.
He moaned a couple of weeks ago, didn't he? Like the ref.
Yeah, because the referee bumped into him.
Shut up, you fucking fan. What's the matter?
It's
fine.
It's always a decision going on, isn't it, in the Premier League?
I think we're 6 games in, and we can say that the refereeing is still no better than it was last season.
And VAR,
it is terrible. VAR is terrible still. Takes too long. It's just awful.
Oh, you love the extra minutes, though, don't you, at the moment?
I mean, so did Liverpool, yeah. Like,
such
good
a team
score late in goals.
Sorry.
Bob's watching the golf.
Such a bad You ain't got no fucking talk about.
Well, we're gonna speak about West Ham a little bit, aren't we, Bob?
Nah, I'd prefer not to be honest. Let's crack on, shall we? Man vs. Sailor.
That is a bad part, Rory. I've just seen it.
There you go.
So Potter's gone. Bob, take the floor.
Potter. Yeah. Well, it was only a matter of time when no one liked him, really. It was getting to that point again, like the old Lopetegui point, where the fans had turned against, or were starting to turn against him. He had a worse record than Lopetegui. It was always going to happen. I don't know. I still don't know how I feel about it. I weren't completely sold that we should have got rid of him. I feel a bit bad about it. Yeah, but what about him? It's just got, yeah, but what about when he comes in and we give him fucking 10 games and we still look shit, and then we realise the problems that is not just the manager, right?
And the added bonus is Nuno plays that attractive football, doesn't he? He likes to play that West Ham way, doesn't he?
Yeah, sure does. So yeah, looking forward to that, bringing that back into the club. I think that means losing. So we've been playing the West Ham
shit football.
I mean, it's good because he's obviously he's had good spells at different clubs, hasn't he, Nuno? Like when he was at Spurs, I don't think they liked him very much, but is that because they didn't give him a chance? But I feel like we're probably in that category at the moment where we're not really willing to give people a chance. But then he excelled at Forest. But I think if you look at Forest players, they probably got better players than us. So you just don't know how it's going to go.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, we're very good players at that time when they still had, who was it? It was like Rodriguez and all that, wasn't it?
They had loads of the Portuguese players, didn't they? What's the small little
Neto player? And all them.
They even signed up, I can't even remember his name, but a very good midfielder, defensive midfielder.
Yeah. So, I don't know how I feel about it. I think it was only a matter of time with Potter. The results obviously weren't there. I think the owners probably just didn't see any redeeming factors. So, yeah, we'll just see how it goes. I don't know. I'm kind of over it at this point. I mean, I hope we start winning. Like, I hope we at least start, you know, putting some fight in there. And I think Nuno might be the guy to kick a few people up the arse, maybe.
I think it certainly get you defending better at corners.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see.
Is that the manager's fault?
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Golf's on. Fuck off.
Golf. All right. We're going to Man versus AI. Mitchell, please. Man versus
AI. Wait. People poop here.
Awesome. So obviously still waiting for the one game to play out in Everton versus West Ham. I'll remind you of the predictions on that first. AI predicted, although you'll be hearing this after the game, but AI predicted 2-1 to Everton. Bob predicted 2-1 to West Ham.
And Bob got 3 points. So,
We don't know yet. Other games, it predicted Chelsea 2, Brighton 1.
Mug.
Got 0 points. Tottenham 3, Wolves 0. Got 0 points. Newcastle 1, Arsenal 2.
Clive.
Clive predicted a 2-0 win. Got 1 point. Mitchell predicted
3-1. I got it.
3-1. Chelsea win, got 0 points.
Fucking hell.
Luke predicted a 3-1 Tottenham win, got 0 points.
Mug.
So who goes 3-1 anymore, honestly?
As it stands, AI has closed the gap to 1 point. So it's AI 12, humans 13.
Well, see, it is all down to tomorrow. They could take the lead.
Mitch on 4, Clive on 4, Luke on 3, Bob on 2 with a game in hand. So he could skyrocket to the top of the league and go 5 points.
Boom. Anyone else? No.
So, no
afternoon. Yeah, like, what you said.
Fucking hell.
What did you say? Boo.
Yeah.
What?
You missed it.
Okay.
Game's gone.
The early kickoff next Saturday is Leeds at home to Tottenham. Luke Jaw, what are you saying?
Oh, fuck's sake.
Someone's seeing the previous results. For
not me.
I'll go. I'm going to be wrong. 2-0
Tottenham. 2-0
Tottenham.
Fuck.
Then it is Chelsea. Oh, no, it's the Arsenal West Ham game next. And Arsenal are at home. So I am going to go 3-0 Arsenal.
Against who?
West Ham.
Okay.
Bob, what are you saying?
2-1 Arsenal.
Bob.
What?
Come on. It's a draw.
He's thinking
Desmond.
And then it is Chelsea v Liverpool, late kickoff on Saturday. So we'll play Saturday next week. That's nice. What are you saying, Mitchell? Saturday at home.
Well, it wasn't good last time we were at home. But come on. If we don't get a red card, we have to bounce back. Hey, Liverpool is shit. This is the start of the destruction of Liverpool.
Three losses in a row.
Can't happen. Oh, it can happen. I can't jinx it. I can jinx it. Fuck! if I just say 2-1.
Yeah.
And we leave it there.
Nope.
And then next week, if they win 2-1. Nope. I'm going to go 2-1 Chelsea.
He's going for it.
I'm going for it.
Win at home to Liverpool.
Yeah. You laugh, Nate. Pretty.
Bob thinks that's pretty funny.
Don't wait until that's clipped.
Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Clive's a dick.
Go. He is a dick.
I don't mean to say that. We already know.
He gets his feelings hurt and he exits.
Come to Arsenal. Come on.
Them have this moment.
Fucking Arsenal. Oh, wow, it's me.
Oh, if we didn't get a red card. Oh, if we didn't get a red card.
Look at that clown.
I'm Jesse. Sure that was you last season, Clive. If we didn't kick a ball two centimetres away.
Exactly. Right. The scores are in. Yeah, it's gone. Arsenal 2, West Ham 0. Liverpool 2, Chelsea 1. Leeds 1, Tottenham 3.
Mate, it really wants us to win 3-1,
doesn't
it, AI? I mean, I'll take
it. It's trying. I had you 3-0 this week. So, so Bob, still feeling confident about the West Ham-Everton game?
Yeah. Even more so now. New manager bouncing it.
Hopefully only one game.
Well, I mean, I think it's only one game, yeah. Judging by my predicted score. I hope it isn't though.
You've bought some great quality tonight, Bob. I thank you for turning
thank
up.
Thank God he was here. Oh, what a shit part.
Some great insights on the other matches.
Yeah, I didn't really watch them, to be honest. I don't like football anymore. Yeah, I'm sick of it. I thought, do you know what? I'm not going to speak about football and then fucking Potter gets sacked. So I had to at least say something.
We saw it coming though, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should have been braver with the Arsenal though. 2-0, Desmond, all day.
I don't go with the Arsenal. Should have been braver with Arsenal.
The cannons.
No, Arsenal. Fuck, he's right.
I feel
he's
like you're right. A secretly Arsenal fan.
Yeah, I know. What's the Arsenal.
I'm a secret. Right, what did you just say? Arsenal. He said the Arsenal.
Yeah, because that's in a sentence. That's in a sentence.
The you should have been braver against the Arsenal. That's in a sentence
no,
as well.
No. You emphasise the idea.
Mitchell was correct. Luke is not. right. I'm going to end it there. Final thoughts, Mitchell?
Fuck Chelsea!
Final thoughts, Bob?
Oh, I don't think I'll beat that. So I'll just echo what Mitchell said.
Thank you. Final thoughts, Luke?
I'll echo what Bob said.
And I'm going to say fuck VAR.
Oh.